Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by Texas First Bank on Sports Radio 610.
Case Keenum.
He's back.
Prime time tomorrow. Getting the start for the Cleveland Browns.
Case Keenum. I'm sorry.
I'd say that's an upgrade at the quarterback position.
Oh,
Case
come
Keenum
on
over Baker Mayfield.
Come on now.
He's better.
No, he's
not. Give him the best chance to win.
No, he doesn't.
To be out there doing his thing.
He's good.
He's not as good at commercials. But he's better at football. Case Keenum over Baker Mayfield. You'll see tomorrow. You'll see. No starting tackles.
This is a bad situation for him.
Doesn't matter. No starting tackles.
No running backs.
No running backs. Doesn't matter. Case Keenum going to do his thing. He's going to show you he should be starting in the first place. National TV tomorrow. The Case Keenum experiment. Enjoy.
Will we ever see Baker Mayfield start a game again?
Yeah, he'll come back. He'll come back. But Keenum will hold it down tomorrow. Mark it. Book it.
Oh, I marked it. I marked it.
Believe it.
No Chubb, no Hunt, right?
It's all good. Got Case.
No tackles.
All good. Got Case.
Case is on the case.
Got it. No problem. J.J. Watt. This was J.J. Watt when he first went to the Arizona Cardinals. We'll see him on Sunday. We'll hear him right here on Sports Radio 610 talking about why he chose to go to the desert.
I've always said in this league you have to have a quarterback to have a chance, and there's a young, extremely talented quarterback here who can do big things and is going from year two to year three and can take an even bigger jump to continue to grow and progress and be even better. Then you've got DeAndre Hopkins, who's one of the best wide receivers in the league. I'm obviously very familiar with. You've got a defensive scheme and that's led by Vance Joseph, who I was with my first 3 years down in Houston. You've got guys like Chandler Jones and Buda Baker and guys all over that defense that are really young, excited guys, ready to get after, ready to fly around and make some plays. So I'm just very excited to be here, and it's pretty nice.
All right.
It's going pretty well, too.
Very happy. Hasn't lost a game since he's been in Arizona. J.J. Watt versus the Texans. We'll hear from J.J. Later in the week. I actually heard from him yesterday. NFL Films, mic'd up. This was awkward. J.J. always knows when he's mic'd up. He always tries to give you a little something. But maybe he could have gone to the actual, bench area to where he was actually talking to teammates.
Because
if you watch this clip, I don't know who he's talking to. Like, he's walking back and forth at the end of the sidelines. It's almost where Jack Easterby sits at Texans games. On that, far edge, squatted over. He's talking, and you can tell he has this line ready. This is the go-to. It's actually a good line. It would be a nice rally cry, because I do feel like there's a natural tendency for many, including myself, to question Arizona. Yeah, they're the only unbeaten team, but I would still take the Rams, or, I would still take Tampa Bay, or, Cowboys are probably a little bit better. J.J. Watt brought this up. I just wish he had been talking to somebody instead of himself when he said it.
Maybe we're just better.
How about that? How about instead of making excuses for why we win, maybe we're just better. Maybe we're just better. Excuses. They win because of this. They win because of that. Maybe we're just a little bit
right. This just gets funnier to me every time I hear it. Because for those who haven't seen the video,
he said it three times. He wanted it
but
to
he's
like stick.
Walking about a 20 to 30 foot area of the sideline, between players and coaches and staff and just saying these things, and nobody, he's not talking to anyone. And some people like turn their head like, was he talking to me right there? It was so JJ. It was so corny. It was so mic'd up JJ. Like that, what was that one where he had snow caps, perhaps, where he was like talking about movie snacks and stuff, like because it was a big game, like everybody got to get ready, it's gonna be good, you know, get jujubes or whatever, whatever they're called, and snow caps perhaps. Like, come on,
are you at all worried about JJ Watt acting, like when he tries to act? Do you think he's gonna be a good actor? I mean, he was good on Saturday Night Live. Do you feel like is acting gonna be, what is JJ gonna do after he retires?
Whatever he wants. I think he's going to be kind of like a Peyton Manning kind of. He can call his own shots. He's going to have more money than he knows what to do with.
He already does.
Obviously. So I think maybe he'll start to produce something like whatever. You know, he's done some acting here and there. Obviously commercials. He's got the connections. I don't know. I don't necessarily think he's going to be a movie star or try to get into movies. But maybe like Peyton, like produce some documentary. It was Peyton's Places and stuff like that. I think that's what he would end up doing.
Zach Ertz on the practice field for the Arizona Cardinals. So you're going to get to see a multi-time Pro Bowl tight end along with a multi-time Pro Bowler / All-Pro receiver in DeAndre Hopkins, along with a multi-time Pro Bowl wide receiver in A.J. Green, along with my boy Moore from Purdue, the rookie, and Texas A&M's finest Christian Kirk. So the Texans secondary has a lot of issues. This is probably the best offense, one of the best offenses they're going to face. Maybe you say Buffalo's offense is a little bit
better. I would
better,
lean Buffalo.
But this
but
is
yeah, definitely in the conversation.
This is all right, this is arguably the best receiving core they're going to face. Buffalo has Diggs and Beasley. Both of them were.
They're going to face the Rams too now.
Last year. Do the Rams have a better receiving core? I mean, I know they have Kupp and Woods. I think they have an underrated receiving core.
No, I was talking about their offense with Stafford.
I don't think it's as good as the Cardinals, is it? I don't know.
I mean, either way, you're talking
about two elite teams.
In the next 2 weeks, you're facing the Cardinals and you're facing the Rams.
Wow.
But let's go ahead and throw Tyrod Taylor back out there on a 1-and-whatever team, 1-and-8 team, 1-and-7.
Based on what David Culley said, if you're just tuning in, David Culley basically said that Tyrod could be back at practice this week, but he's not fully healthy. But when he is fully healthy, he's going to be the guy. So that would mean that we could see Tyrod Taylor next Sunday against the Rams, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
At NRG.
That's great. Aaron Donald hadn't hurt anybody this year.
Halloween night.
Not yet.
Yeah, he has.
Halloween afternoon.
He hurt both of Carson Wentz's knees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then he hurt someone else, their finger. It seems like, who else did Aaron Donald hurt? 713-572-46. And there's someone else
if,
he hurt.
What if Jimmy?
Russell Wilson? Was it Russell?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was the one that broke Russell Wilson's finger. And he's the one that sprained both of Carson Wentz's ankles on one play. But other than that, Tyrod, you have trouble staying healthy? Here's Aaron Donald.
Welcome to the NFL, Jimmy Morrissey. Justin Britt, the guy they just signed because Justin Britt, he was, by the way, Justin Britt wasn't on the practice.
Yeah,
the
Aaron Donald hurts everybody. I don't think Tyrod Taylor is
no
the guy. I don't think you want to put Tyrod out there against Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is a very mean guy.
He's a mean guy.
And it's not like Ndamukong Suh mean, like after the play.
Yeah.
It's within the actual play that he hurts people.
Yeah.
Nothing dirty. He just hurts people.
He's a brute. He's an absolute brute.
Best player in the league, I think. You?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking. Probably have to be in the conversation.
I've never watched Aaron Donald live. I'm looking forward to it. I used to enjoy watching JJ when he was, you know, in that class, in that Aaron Donald type class. I've never gotten to watch Aaron Donald live. I'm looking forward to it. I've seen Stafford a couple times. I like Stafford. Stafford will surprise you.
Yeah.
Stafford's got that no-look game down. It ain't the Patrick Mahomes every once in a while.
I'm so glad people are finally, that no-look game not going. That they didn't notice him in the past, because everybody acknowledged how great he was, But that,
there were some people.
There
that,
were some, yeah.
You've been a Stafford guy for a while, and there are a lot of people saying, well, look at what the Lions are doing. The Lions
I don't care.
Lions ain't done nothing. What you talking about?
I don't care. That dude is awesome.
You got to win to be a good quarterback.
Well, look now, because he is, and he's having a great year.
Good dude, too.
Happy Halloween, Texans.
Good dude, too. Big fan of Matthew Stafford, what he's got going. It'll be fun to check it out. Colts, they waive Jacob Eason, and they activate Sam Ehlinger. So Ehlinger is going to be their backup quarterback.
Longhorn Nation, we're back!
Figgy has that, like, right there. It's probably the biggest button on his screen.
I hate y'all.
Was that 3 years ago? 4 years ago?
Don't act like I co-signed that crap. I said that was stupid when he said it.
Asking you a question.
But yeah, Sam is the backup, and you got Jacob Eason.
Can I tell you why this is important? I could be important. I think.
Don't act like the Texans should claim that goofball.
Hear me out.
Oh, no.
Hear me out.
Oh, my God.
Hear me out. All right? Here's the deal. Because, no, don't. I know
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Hit it again.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
All right, as you were.
Hear me out. Huh. If you're going to want Davis Mills to start the rest of the season, and we do, everybody in this room does, a lot of our listeners do, then you're going to have to move on from Tyrod Taylor. You got to give him do a solid for the guy that did so many good things to you know in a bad situation here for you, and
I don't know that he did so many good things.
I shouldn't say so many, but
he gave us six quarters.
But
John.
Certainly inherited
a
bad
situation.
Are you going to
send a message for him like
Cal? I'm talking about like the role and handling the Deshaun stuff and becoming the starter, you know. And you love him; he's a culture guy.
Always
such as it
a
is,
Texan.
Such as it is,
always
probably be in the Ring of Honor to be honest.
A
but
Texan.
Either way, for a guy that did you some solids.
Okay,
and
now
you
we're doing
and
better.
You really like and respect. You need to move him. You need to give him some. Get him.
Does
some
he want to move?
Seattle.
He's going to be a backup anywhere.
Seattle.
Russell. Did you see Russell's warm-ups? He's ready to go.
By the way, they said 8 weeks.
By the way, did you see what Mr. Unlimited did on Sunday night?
I don't think so,
bro.
Mr. Unlimited,
bro.
What did he do?
So, you know how quarterbacks go through the routine and they do like the fake snap and they move their hips and stuff?
Did he do the Dak thing?
John.
What?
That was worse than that.
He did the fake huddle. He got on a knee and acted like he got on a knee and acted like he was talking to his teammates and then clapped and then went up and did it. How extra can you be?
That's preparation.
There's
baby.
Mental reps and there is special reps.
Landry?
That is a special rep right there.
Landry?
That dude got on a knee and acted like he was giving the play to his teammates, clapped, and then went up there and did drills.
It all matters, Landry.
God.
So anyway, to finish the point.
Good Lord.
Move Tyrod Taylor somewhere. You're starting Davis Mills the rest of the way. I'd rather have Eason here than Driscoll. Bring him in. Plus, added bonus.
Come on.
You're playing the Colts again.
Oh, is he going
to That's going to help.
Good God. Hit the EA again with that.
EA Sports. It's in the game. Yeah,
playing Madden here, going around the NFL, presented by Texas First Bank. So the NFL ratings have been up. I knew there were going to be high ratings here. My boy Cody came by on Sunday, and we were watching Cowboys-Patriots, and I was like, dude, I guarantee you these ratings are mashing right
now. Come on now.
I know that the Patriots aren't what they once were, but I can promise you these ratings are mashing. Could I interest you in some stats?
Yes, sir.
So the viewer numbers for Cowboys versus Pats on Sunday, 23.2 million viewers, peaking at 29.7. The most watched national game in October since 2015.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible for a regular season game. Not altogether surprising, though.
No, not shocking. Yeah. But, I mean, it is interesting because I do wonder because the Cowboys have always had, like, that America's team flair, even going back to the 70s, and they continue to have ratings as the performance goes down. I wonder if New England's going to be that as well. Even though it was just, like, the Brady-Belichick era, I wonder if New England's going to have that as well.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Former Houston Texans defensive end Whitney Mercilus expected to join the Green Bay Packers, per a league source, and Aaron Wilson.
You want a two-piece?
Hit me.
The Chargers are expected to sign former Texans wide receiver Andre Roberts.
How about that?
So Andre Roberts and Whitney Mercilus. Imagine that. Two guys get out of Houston, and they get to go to two playoff teams.
They might face each other in the Super Bowl. How happy are Andre Roberts and Whitney Mercilus right now? That's amazing.
So Whitney's getting to go to Green Bay. Okay, Whitney Mercilus to Green Bay. Andre Roberts to the Chargers. Congrats to both of them. I'm actually happy for both of them.
Yeah.
Good for them. And watch Whitney Mercilus like...
No, the one I'm watching is Andre Roberts.
Dude, if he suddenly becomes Dante Hall...
Yep. Well, I don't know if he'll do that, but...
Well, he walked out of Houston.
if he storms his way to San Diego and is just what he was before...
Yeah, that's going to be funny.
Hello, Frank Ross. What were you doing with this cat? We'll see, though.
We'll see.
That's a big ask.
Andre Roberts has a new home in L.A. Whitney Mercilus has a new home in Green Bay. Coming up, Cal McNair. Speaking of Whitney Mercilus, he tried to make nice with Texans Nation and wish Whitney Mercilus the best. Spoiler alert, it didn't go well for old Cal. Next.
He is very smart.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, Cal McNair, he wished Whitney Mercilus well. By the way, if you're just tuning in, we do have some Texans breaking news here on Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Whitney Mercilus has a new home. He is going to Green Bay. He's going to join the Green Bay Packers, who are 5-1 since an 0-1 start. Andre Roberts also released the same day as Whitney. He's going to be in Los Angeles with the Chargers. So from one of the worst teams in the league to two of the best teams in the league, the veterans released by the Texans 2 days ago have new squads, perhaps greener pastures. For those two. Maybe
they're
not
getting
even
that
perhaps.
Playoff money at minimum, probably.
There we go. Cal McNair tried to wish Whitney Mercilus well.
RIP mentions.
And he went to Texans Twitter. Our Texans Twitter posted the statement from Cal McNair. Here's what the statement said. By the way, I don't think DeAndre Hopkins got one of these, did he?
He did not.
JJ did, though, I think. Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did. JJ did. DeAndre Hopkins did not.
Make a team better. T-E-A-M.
Boy, he is going to be heady as hell this week.
Oh, boy, is he.
Can't wait to hear Nuke. Here's what Cal had to say. There aren't many players in franchise history who have impacted our organization and community.
What are you doing?
The way Whitney Mercilus has. I can recall a number of times over the last 10 seasons where he stepped up for, I'm going to stop doing that. I don't know how he does it. Up for us on the field with a sack or big play in a crucial moment. But it was his unique connection with the Houston community that made him one of the most popular players in franchise history. Okay. Our fan base gravitated to Whitney from day one, and he always found ways to give back and serve through his foundation and culinary work. My family and the entire organization will always consider Whitney a Texan. Signed, Texans Chair and CEO Cal McNair.
Just a really, really good, nice, appropriate, respectful tweet that had a statement that had nothing to do with anything and any of the issues that the Texans are facing, right? Right.
Yeah. So what's the problem?
I think there's a story here behind this tweet. And I'm 100% serious. There's a story here that we're going to get into because I think it's very, very important. I'm going to read through. I'm not going to do hundreds of them, but there were hundreds of them. And I would say that 90% of them or thereabouts had this to say. And I'm just going to go through them.
I have to stay off Twitter because I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, you done lost it if you read this feed. These are the replies to Cal's statement there. Sell the team, nobody cares. Picture of Cal McNair as a puppet with Jack Easterby holding the strings. Sell the team. A gif of Keenan Peele laughing. Then Debbie the Texan, he'll be greatly missed. Okay, whatever. Fan of the year. No one cares. Sell the team. Please sell the team. Thank you. Remember that when you said that we should be proud of a coach who has the guts to trade our best player in Hopkins? Next one. Then why cut him? You're still paying him. Next one. Tommy Boy pulling out his hair saying, sell the team, Tommy Boy. Poverty franchise. Okay, cool. Sell the team. Now announce the firing of Jack Easterby. Sell the team. Sell the team again. Sell the team again. Go play Tony Hawk and sell the team.
Tony Hawk?
Sell the team. Tell your mom we said sell. Sell the team with a clown face emoji. And it goes on hundreds, Landry. Hundreds. About 90% are directed at Cal McNair and selling the team. About, I would say, 8% are about Jack Easterby. What's wrong with this picture? I think what's going on here, and this is the story I wanted to talk about that's kind of behind this tweet. Cal McNair has gone out of his way to protect and conceal Jack Easterby from the public. So the public, collectively, is now turning on Cal McNair. This was about Cal and Bob, right? Cal and B.O.B., Bill O'Brien. Then B.O.B. gets fired. It's about Cal McNair. We know what happened with, Andre Johnson calling him out by name, the Sports Illustrated report. Everybody in that building is afraid of to walk around Jack Easterby, the power that he has, the mystery behind his actual role, his once questionable resume that he had to fix, the fact that he's completely unqualified. It was all about Jack Easterby. Then he hides him and protects him and insulates him. So now Cal McNair made this bed. He did. Everybody is now turning on him.
Deservedly so.
Absolutely.
He's the one who made this decision. So yeah. Deservedly so.
Yeah.
This is about performance. I think a lot of times whenever you start to get frustrated with someone's performance in sports, a lot of times the natural pettiness, and we're all guilty of it, comes out. And whatever that person's characteristics are, you kind of talk about them. Like Cal saying he is very smart, tackling machine, all that. It's fun. But at the end of the day, it has more to do with his performance as owner of the team. Hasn't been good.
Right.
Jack Easterby. All that it all matters stuff. It's not about that. It's about performance.
Mm-hmm.
They have not performed well as an organization. They decided they were going to run it back with Jack. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they expected to happen. I would hope for their sake that they anticipated that people in this town weren't stupid and that people weren't just going to blindly go to games.
No.
I would hope that they were prepared for people based on their performance and their decision to run it back with Jack, that there were going to be sellouts, non-sellouts for the first time in years, mm-hmm. which is what we've seen the first three games. I would hope that they anticipated that. I would hope that Cal McNary anticipated and had at least somewhat of a grasp of the situation to where when J.J. Watt doesn't like Jack Easterby, when Deshaun Watson doesn't like Jack Easterby, when there's been all this publicity about Jack Easterby, negative publicity, and players in the locker room still don't like Jack Easterby, that you would get this stuff. But he might not. He might be surprised by this. He might have just thought that people were stupid and they were just going to let this go and they were going to go on. But what do you think?
I mean, maybe.
Do you think he was willing to put up with this? Or do you think that he just thought that he would be able to sweep it under the rug and us football fans around here would go, oh, give me some more, Cal. Give me some more. Right. Let's go. It all matters. Let's go. Come on.
Right.
Oh, no Deshaun Watson. No J.J. Watt. No DeAndre Hopkins. Cal, let's go. Let's get that football feeling. We are Texans. Yay. Like, no, that's not how it works here.
I think that's,
we're not dumb.
I think the one thing that we've learned.
So he shouldn't be surprised.
Either we've learned it or it's happened is Texans fans aren't sheep. You know, they're not just going to just fall in line and go in the direction that the sheep herder tells them to go. That's actually kind of encouraging. But as far as like what you're talking about, like why, you know, what did he think would happen or whatever? I think he thought one of two things would happen. Number one, they would be right, which, okay, maybe, you know, Easterby just has him completely flummoxed, if you will. Convinced that he's right, and maybe he, you know, he has a belief in Nick Caserio getting the job done, but that was a big reach considering Easterby was part of the reason you got here in the first place. So they either think that they were going to be right, and the second option is that it would just go away. Well, it's not going away. People know and remember and are still making sure you feel the repercussions because you just talked about things have happened this year financially with the Texans, economically, I should say, because financially I'm sure they're still just fine, but economically that are incredible. The first time ever they haven't sold out the stadium, the first time that they've had these incentives like, hey, four-pack, you know, for four games, advertising, who knows how that's going, but clearly, you know, they're being affected. All kinds of things are happening there. And by the way, I wouldn't expect more than about 40,000 people. If the Texans get beat this week at Arizona, I wouldn't expect more than about 40, 45,000 people at the stadium against the Rams.
It's possible.
Yeah.
My whole point is I just hope that he didn't. This isn't surprising because if it is, he just assumed that people were stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's very smart business. We already know that they haven't functioned.
Maybe naive. Maybe you thought they were sheep.
They don't understand smart football. I just hope that that they're not that naive. Let's relive one of the most stressful yet enjoyable roller coaster rides that we've had around here. And let's look ahead a couple of hours away to the Astros tonight and what needs to happen. We know what the recipe's been. There needs to be a new recipe tonight. We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Man, what a game yesterday. Let's relive it. Astros 9-2. Turned into an assing final result, but my gosh, it was a cruel thrill ride for the overwhelming majority. We start in the first inning. Two outs. The baseball messiah, Alex Bregman, at the plate. We'd seen the Red Sox strike first the last couple of days. The baseball messiah putting the Astros on the board first.
People to ever play this game. Fly ball into left. Back at the wall. This ball is gone. Bregman sends one out. And the Astros strike first in game four.
All right, so we have the baseball messiah with the home run. It was nice to see, but you knew that the work was ahead for the Astros, J-Lo.
Well, you did because of what they came in like, the Boston Red Sox. And when they got to the bottom of the inning, and obviously we're going to hear what happened, I thought, oh, crap. I did. I thought this is going to be another 9-run spot.
Oh, Lord.
Yep, that's what I said. Oh, Lord. Because there was no reason to believe that the Red Sox were not going to just start continuing to rack up runs, especially because of why we saw Greinke was struggling early. Not struggling, not getting the breaks, not getting all the outs that he needed, et cetera, and putting up a lot of pitches. I'm like, oh, boy, bullpen game, which we talked about.
Yeah, we talked about it. We thought maybe Greinke could give him three. He did not. He started out good, got the first two guys out, but then he got a walk. And then Xander Bogaerts at the plate. My gosh, that went way over the monster.
1-0. There's a fly ball to left. Just like that. Red Sox on top.
2-1, Red Sox. Greinke doesn't even last two innings. Brooks Raley comes in. Quite honestly, he might have saved the day.
I was like, wow. I mean,
Brooks Raley righted the ship and got you out of there and kept it at 2-1.
Yeah, that was an incredible lost in it. You know, lost in all the performances was just getting out of that jam with Brooks Raley. That was pretty impressive.
Top of the second, also a sign, something we talked about. Martin Maldonado, second and third, two outs. He pops up 1-for-22 in the postseason. We'd been calling for Castro. Maybe Dusty would give us our wish a little bit later on. So Christian Javier comes in. Christian Javier, magical. Holds it down. Doesn't allow a single run. We go to the eighth inning. Astros still down 2-1. Now, Jose Altuve had missed a couple of pitches that typically he would club off the monster or even over the monster. John Smoltz kept bringing it up. We saw Jose Altuve in game one, striking out with the bases loaded in the bottom of the second, and then in the top of the third, the error that led to the big inning. He redeemed himself with a home run in that game. Yesterday, remix.
There it goes to left. Altuve has tied it.
Well, Joe, he's missed his pitches all night, and you knew sooner or later He was going to get his.
And he got his.
He did.
Astros tied it at two. By the way, all the highlights presented by Fox Sports. So the Astros tied it at two. You wonder if maybe they could sneak a run. Brantley would have a single, but then the Messiah would ground into a double play. Yordan Alvarez would pop out, which takes us to the bottom of the inning.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall Graveman, who came in the seventh, he gets the eighth. Perfect.
Awesome.
Astros out.
Yeah.
We go to the ninth. Carlos Correa leading off. Opposite field double. Now, Smoltz and Buck insinuated that maybe Correa could have got to third. Maybe so, but it's not like he was just hot-dogging in. I mean, he wasn't running full speed.
He started out a little slow the first 40 feet, but a lot of guys do that when they hit one like that.
I feel like it would have been a play at third no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
So he ends
You could
up,
argue it.
He ends up on second.
Yeah.
Big Tuck comes up. Kyle Tucker. Strikeout. Swinging. Yuli Gurriel comes to the plate. Intentional walk. First and second. One out. Chaz McCormick due up. Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, man. That's when I... Well, a couple things. When you can argue the Correa thing, second or third, he should have gone for third. Had he been able to make it to third, no matter how close you think the play would have been, keep in mind on the Tucker strikeout, the ball was in the dirt and got past the catcher.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, no, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. That would have been a wild pitch. Might have been the only run at that point. I'm thinking that might have been the only run that could have made the difference. Then you get into... what you're talking about, McCormick is up. And McCormick has been seeing the ball great.
4 for 10.
Yes.
4 for 10.
4 for 10. And I said it, you know, beforehand, I don't know if I like this move at all, making that change.
Diaz comes to the plate for McCormick. Now, this is why this is a significant move, because Jake Meyers was not available. There was talk that he was going to start. Then they found out he wasn't good to go. So you don't have Jake Meyers available. Which means when you put Diaz up there, you're going to have to put Siri in center field, who's your best pinch runner. And McCormick swinging the bat well.
Yeah.
Doesn't go well for Dusty. Elidmus Diaz strikes out. Two outs, two men on, runner on first and second. Jason Castro, who had relieved Martin Maldonado, he comes to the plate. Two outs, two strikes. We've been asking for it. Yep. More Castro, please. More Castro, please, Dusty. Can I get some more Castro? Please. I want a catcher who hits better than a one-arm pitcher. Dusty gave it to me.
That is a base hit into center. Correa coming to the plate. Astros take the lead here in game four.
Absolute rope. And I was bracing for a bottom of the ninth right there that was going to be just a nail biter, but... Then what happened?
Yeah, one run lead didn't feel great with Presley coming out there, regardless of how good he has or hasn't been. So Evaldi, who Alex Cora had brought in, he gets pulled. That showed that Alex Cora was putting it all out there, bringing in one of his best pitchers. In comes Martin Perez, formerly a Texas Ranger. He's facing Michael Effenbrantley. Michael Effenbrantley at the plate. You already know what's going down here.
Martin Perez. That's a line drive into right center field. Is going to get down and go to the wall and clear the bases. Three more runs are going to score for the Astros as Brantley knocks it into the gap.
Astros take a 6-2 lead. Carlos Correa asked about what he thought when Michael Brantley blew this thing open in the top of the ninth.
Oh, that was sexy. I gotta tell you, man. First pitch like that against lefty on lefty, bases loaded where the pressure is mounting. I mean, it was beautiful. Oh, that was sexy.
It was sexy.
So Yordan Alvarez adds an RBI single. That makes it 7-2. Correa gets a swinging bunt. That makes it 8-2. Kyle Tucker adds an RBI single, and the icing was on. Astros win 9-2. John Lopez... The hero of this game, though, Christian Javier.
Absolutely. The whole bullpen, Christian Javier is going to be the face of it. I think Brooks Raley should be up there as well, as we mentioned. I think we're to the point where the entire bullpen, or at least four or five names out there, if the Astros get this done, should probably be the MVP of this series. The starting pitching has gone 6 2/3 innings total in four games. 6 2/3 innings. while the bullpen has just been absolutely nailed, surprisingly so, at least yesterday, surprisingly so. And now here we are, game five, headed to Kirby Ice House to watch it with the boys.
Kendall Graveman, two scoreless innings. But Christian Javier was the hero of this game. Make no mistake about it. Kendall Graveman, he agrees. Here's what he had to say about the relief pitcher for your Houston Astros.
One of the biggest performances I've seen in a situation of a postseason game, something that we needed. I thought he threw the ball exceptionally well. He's such a hard worker, and he has an understanding of how good his stuff is and how it plays. For him to keep that ball game where it was wasn't easy. And I thought he located and made a lot of good pitches and handed it over to us in the back end.
He did. Look, it just could not have been, it could not have been drawn up any better in terms of the bullpen coming up huge.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We talked about it yesterday. We called it a bullpen game. We asked for, you know, big efforts from these guys. We laid it out. It played out exactly how we laid out. Just get me to the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. Get something huge out of the bullpen. Get to a clutch moment where you can produce some runs or a run, and then get me Graveman and Presley. But we got a bonus. We got a bonus perfect game in terms of turning this series around. We got a romp. We got Boston Red Sox type offense in one inning, and that's got them thinking.
Now, the beauty about baseball and the beauty about playoff baseball is the switch can be flipped at the snap of a finger. There's got to be a different formula today. Dusty's thrown out the ace term when talking about Framber Valdez. And either that gets validated today or it becomes one big eye roll. Here was Dusty's past words about Framber Valdez, who will be on the bump today for the Houston Astros in a couple of hours when they take on the Red Sox in Game 5 of the ALCS.
You know, that's what aces do. I mean, they come in as a stopper, gives your bullpen a rest. You know, they feel good playing behind Framber, knowing that, you know, he has a chance to give us a victory every time he goes out there. And if not, he has a chance to give us length, you know, which is big. You know, that's what aces do.
All right, that's what aces do. That's what he says. He's throwing out the term. I'm not making this up. Valdez versus Chris Sale, who the Astros have had some success against. You got to go out there. You got to give me five. You got to give me five. I need five from you, buddy.
Here's what I think. This is the formula. We laid out yesterday's formula, so knock on wood, we still got our luck going. Six innings from Framber. You need six from Framber. And the reason I say that, and the reason I don't think it's as big of an ask as it was for Zach Greinke, because Greinke had COVID and a neck thing and hadn't pitched more than five innings since like August, is Framber has. Framber had a 10-game stretch where he was at 100 pitches, 92 pitches, 99 pitches, 96 pitches, 95
times where
pitches.
They've used him on 3 days.
And they've done that as well. Just because he struggled in the postseason with 64 and 69 pitches, his arm is there. He can throw six innings. If he performs like an ace, then you're on to something.
I just need him to perform like a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Six
out of him.
There hasn't been a good performance by a starting pitcher this whole – like, you need something.
Six and two-thirds.
It's not too unrealistic to expect him to give you what Rodriguez gave the Red Sox two starts ago. Framber's more talented than him. It's not too much to ask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like just look like make me feel like there's some sort of competent starting pitching remaining around here. Because it's demoralizing to see what has gone on with the pitching. We need Fromber to look like that ace.
There is a little bit of news breaking as we speak with regards to today's game with the Astros.
Sports Radio 610. Breaking news. Brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Little bit of a surprise today when we saw the lineup, not with Martin Maldonado.
Siri!
With Jose Siri batting
Siri
eighth.
Swag, baby.
Little bit of a surprise because Jake Myers
Siri
generally...
Siri boy swag.
Jake Myers generally faces the left-hander, and Chris Sale is a left-hander, which is also why Martin Maldonado's in the lineup. Well, Dusty Baker just said a few minutes ago that Jake Myers is, quote, not closer to being available and maybe further away than he was a couple of days ago. So Jake Myers,
no kidding.
I mean, he's unavailable. I mean, if he's further away,
and it makes me wonder why he's on the roster.
Well, if you take him off now,
that could be another arm. No, he wouldn't be able to be in the World Series.
Right. If you take him off now, he wouldn't be able to be available.
I just love watching Siri. He's going yard today.
No, well, I don't know about that.
He's going yard
today.
You're right. Believe that.
Yeah.
And he's going to do the bow and arrow at the plate, and he's going to make it rain. Believe that.
He's going to do the bow and arrow.
He's
going. You know he will.
He does the bow and arrow after walks.
I know.
The hell do you mean he's going to do the bow and arrow if he hits a home run?
Does he do it after walks?
There might be a fireworks show on standby. If
he might have a real bow and arrow.
Dude, he might have the whole damn New England Patriots cheerleading squad waiting for him if he hits a home run. Kidding me? Siri.
He'll have the whole bow and arrow, the real thing. Oh, my gosh. That's big, though, man.
I mean, it's not really big if you just leave him off the roster, if you would have done that in the first place.
Well, then, if you do it, you can't play. You're going to have Siri and McCormick.
That's fine. Siri's all you need. He's ready.
Yeah, McCormick has been playing, man.
Yeah, but Siri's ready. He's real nice.
We'll see.
Joe Buck getting some wrath on the text line.
What did he say?
Could he sound any more excited for another team at these games? Play the Alex Bregman. Like that, I keep hearing this. You people sound like complete bees when you say that he's not excited enough. Okay? Let's play the Bregman. Let's play the Alex Bregman play at the end of the. He didn't sound excited with the Bregman home run because it looked like a pop-up. People in the stadium felt that too. Here is Alex Bregman. Is this exciting enough for you? Like, does Joe Buck sound excited enough for you when a big play happens? It's highlight three, Fig. Here is Joe Buck. Is this exciting enough for you? Like, what do you want him to do?
That is what a play by Bregman. Sensational.
Okay, is that exciting enough? Here's Altuve. Okay, is this exciting enough for you? I mean, what are we doing? We're nitpicking Joe Buck. Here you go. Go ahead.
There it goes to left. Altuve has tied it.
Is that not exciting enough for you? Let's go to the Castro, okay? Tie game. Like, Joe Buck's not excited for the Astros, is he not? Exhibit number three. Here we go.
That is a base hit into center. Correa coming to the plate. Astros take the lead here in game four.
All right, let's go to Brantley. Is this exciting enough for you? Like, what do you want him to do? You want him to pull his pants down and start tugging or something?
Ooh, ouch.
Like, good God. Here's the Brantley hit.
Martin Perez. That's a line drive into right center field. Is going to get down and go to the wall and clear the bases.
That's not exciting enough. Like,
three more runs are going to score for the Astros.
You're not wrong.
I mean, if we want, yeah,
I think we need Marv Vandermeer to do it, man.
If you don't like Joe Buck, you don't like Joe Buck.
That's fine.
I get it.
Yeah.
But he's not excited enough when the Astros do well.
He's.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
You can think he's biased, and that's fine. You think that, but his call doesn't reflect that.
But I'd never heard that. I didn't hear that in 2017. I didn't hear anything bad about Joe Buck in 2017.
Isn't it kind of cool? I hate to be this, kind of mushy, but when I hear Joe Buck in October, It just sounds good. I don't care if the Astros are playing or not.
It's a big deal. It just sounds great.
Yeah, it just sounds right.
That whole Joe Buck, oh, he hates the Astros. Oh, my God.
Joe Buck. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. He mentioned Soto's age so many times.
Were you saying that when Carlos Correa first came up? Because they were mentioning his age just as much as they were Soto's.
Yeah.
It just happened Soto was sticking his foot in the Astros' ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get a dub. Let's get a dub, baby. Got drawn off sides there, but you know what? I'm back in the three-point stance. I'm going to be back at Kirby Ice House.
And some movement there. We got a penalty flag.
Steak night at Kirby Ice House. I'll be there. Figgy will be there. J-Lo, that's kind of a far hike for you.
Well, I got a couple of the family things I got to get done today.
J-Lo's got
to be there in spirit.
Everyone from the station, for the most part, is going to be there. You better be there as well. TV's
here
in
we
bulk.
Go, baby.
The big screen. I think the boss is going to be there. It's going to be fun. And hopefully we're talking about the Astros bringing it back to H-Town tomorrow with not one but two cracks at getting back to that World Series. Thanks to Stanford Brout for hopping on. Thanks to the Loopholes for all your contributions. For the OG John Lopez. For Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do. For Joe Buck being one of the best in the world at what he do. I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. We'll talk to you mañana. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley, they are next.
Figgy, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.